over the dam.
Help, quiet, the little fishes, look at the whales. Wicked and good, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the melody fam. Any fam to the dam, oh dam.
Foo, 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 foodle rack-a-sacky. Foo, 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 foodle rack-a-sacky. Foo, foo, foo. And they swam back over the dam.
Oh, that shark almost ate us for seafood, mama.
Thank you.
The Outline presents Trip 66 at Longshoreman's Hall Beach and Mason Streets on Fisherman's Wharf, featuring the sounds of the Grateful Dead, the Loading Zone, the Answer, the Seance of Sound, all these in continuous music from 9 to 1. You'll encounter such spectacles as Columbus Needs Indians, the Merry Pranksters, Hetty the Witch, liquid projections, colored tar pits, royal trumpets, air dome projections, and much, much more. 4 full hours of ceaseless entertainment and happenings in this, the biggest and best Trips Festival yet. Don't miss out on this electronic performance at Fisherman's Wharf in Longshoreman's Hall. It's happening tonight and tomorrow. It's out of sight. It's Trip 66. Tickets available at the door, $2.50 each. Be sure to get there early.
This old man, he play one, he play for you, electric drum. This old man, he play two. He play electric song for you. Now this old man, he play three. He play your head electrically. And when this record's gone, you'll find this old man inside your mind.
Thank you. argento valkoinen. Hän hymyämän katseensa suopi, lohtua tuopiain. Ystävä, niin ihmeen hellä lempeä, ei maailmassa varmaan ole toista, meille milloista vain. Vaikka tynnä ilomielä hänen kulkunsa käy, onhan surujakin siellä, vaikka päältä ei näy. Tuo sairaiden käy sisar hellä valkoinen, hän hymyämän katseensa suopi, lohtua tuopiain.
Especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, that's how it goes. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose when they hear oom-pa-pa. Mr. Percy Snodgrass would often have the odd glass, but never when he thought anybody could see. Secretly he'd buy it and drink it on the quiet and dream he was an earl with a girl on each knee. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, that's how it goes. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, everyone knows. What is the cause of his red shiny nose? Could it be oom-pa-pa? What is the cause of this red shiny nose? Could it be oom-pa-pa? Oom-pa-pa, 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 oom-pa-pa. There's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer.
Oh, my God. 2 control. Your call's just been updated to a 417 between our PR and a husband. A line disconnected. We're attempting to recall.
In front of Mulligan's Bar at the bus stop, Rescue 31.
Juveniles in a red and white truck, unknown plate, shooting a pellet 413 at people. Parents also advising her son was hit in the head and back. Medical's been refused.
To a 95 Mitsubishi registered to a Philip Martin. Okay, you were very scratchy. You are code 4. I've got you a backup unit. What was the rest?
Between Pierre and her husband. Husband tried at the toolbox at the female. Medical refused. Male's outside residence threatening the 420, the female half. He's an Indian male from the Eshok tribe, 48 years old. She doesn't seem outside anymore. It might be unknown direction in a white old four-door.
Saying he was getting sick and was throwing up.
Las Vegas Cactus 555 is with you, descending via the Lindsay 1 airport site. Okay, change altitude now to Utari at 8,000, cleared visual to runway 25 left.
PR states they have an unsecured pool house in the rear of their residence. If you wanted to check that out, it would be big enough for somebody to hide in.
Actually, I've already printed it for the supervisor, and she sent in a teletype following in a white Dodge Avenger.
Okay, we'll slow to 180 now, Cactus 777.
Third one is failure to appear, hit and run, property damage.
PR is reporting that it's a BMA dressed as a BFA, heavy set, approximately 5'8 to 5'10.
It's going to be in the driveway, an unknown number of subjects. We're looking into PR's blue and white van. No further description.
The residence is an ex-boyfriend of our PR's 19-year-old daughter who's not at the residence. He's pounding on the door, refusing to leave.
No weapons, however.
Frank 24, be advised the units are no longer in the parking lot.
40-year-old white male in a brown truck, possibly having a seizure. Rescue 18.
Two white males, one with a tank top and one with a white shirt. The one with the white shirt supposedly has the firearm in his waistband in the front.
Took off in a white station wagon going west on Charleston.
Sounded like somebody was in an upstairs bedroom. Negative weapons inside the residence were still online. Possibly a cold-plated Nissan Altima with unknown Colorado plate, so I'm not sure how they know that. Driver was either a Hispanic or Asian male. Actually, it 401'd into our PR's vehicle, but the PR didn't want to stand by. Is no longer there.
If they in her 30s with blonde hair, wearing a yellow shirt and skirt.
Unregistered blue Toyota pickup, occupied one time.
One-time black male, Reno Escondido.
Registered Chevy Malibu, color white, occupied four times, Boulevard, Wyoming.
Made 22 years of age, 6 foot, heavy build, dark shirt, wearing a white t-shirt and then colored pants.
The victim's name is Charles Gregory. He's going to be waiting at the corner of Reno and Escondido. I'm an ATL in the area for the suspect. He had on dark glasses, he said.
She has a cut on her left arm.
We're still getting a story from him, but it looks like it's going to be all 446 related.
He states that he never actually saw a gun. He was turning around and walking away and heard a loud noise.
Copy. He's at the window now. I'll advise on direction of travel if he leaves before you get here.
Looks like a Buick four-door, black and color, occupied two times, be in Sam's Town parking lot off of Flamingo.
John 1, copy.
I'll be back out at the hospital. Be advised, I'll be able to receive you, but it's difficult for me to transmit. I'll have to walk outside.
852, affirm. Have a good night.
You, ma'am. You have a good one, too.
Thank you.
It's Latin.
Someone asked Levi if he had change of 50 cents, and he gave the fellow six and a quarter. I said, Levi, you gave him too much change. He said, I know it. Wait till he tries to change that quarter. The fireman pushed him again. Levi said, show me an Irishman, I'll show you a fool. The fireman said, I'm an Irishman. And Levi said, well, I'm a fool. Before we went to the fire, I was telling you all about my wedding. Well, that no one was looking. Sneaked away and went on our honeymoon. We went to a place called Malaria Junction, some place between life and death. My wife woke up in the kitchen car and said, Oi, Abram, I dreamt last night you bought me an automobile, and I said you're going to ruin me with your extravagant dreams. Then I told her I had a dream. I said I dreamt I saw a magician turn a cow into a horse. She said, that's nothing. I have offered you to make a jackass out of yourself. Well, we were away about 2 weeks. My wife, she couldn't get a job, so we came home. The first company had just got back was Mrs. Rosenberg. And she said her brother was in the war, and now he's got a little play. My wife says, that's nothing. My sister got the fever check. Just then, Mr. Bear was running to the station house to get his wife arrested for trying to rock him to sleep. I said, you can't get your wife arrested for rocking you to sleep. He said, oh, you should have seen the size of the rock. Well, then no one was looking. He took away and went on a honeymoon. He went to a place called Malaria Junction, some place between life and death. My wife woke up in the kitchen car and said, oh, April, I dreamt last night you bought me an automobile. And I said, you're going to ruin me with your extravagant dream. Then I told her I had a dream. I said, I dreamt I saw a magician. When the cow is to a horse, he said, that's nothing. I have offered you to make a jackass out of yourself. Well, we were away about 2 weeks. My wife couldn't get a job, so we came home. The boys from the fence when we got back was Mrs. Rosenberg. And she said her brother was in the war, and now he's got a hitching leg. My wife says, that's nothing. My sister got to see the chest. Just then, Mr. Bear was running to the station house to get his wife arrested for trying to rock him. Said, you can't get your wife arrested for asking you to sleep. He said, oh, you should have seen the size of the rock. Well, my wife is not cooked. I got the sentence. So I went to the doctor. He told me I'm a great hard water an hour before the meal. But no matter how hard I try, I can't drink it more than 10 minutes. I was afraid I was going to die. So I said to my wife, do you think I'll drink in the next world? She said, I don't know about your drinking, but I'm putting you to smoke. On my way to the doctor, I met Levi, and he told me he was studying languages. And Just as I was leaving him, he said, "Au revoir." I said, "What's that?" And he said that goodbye in French. I said, "Carbolic acid." Levi said, "What's that?" I said, "That's goodbye in any language."
Off of me again. get a lot of practice on it. Yodel, yodel, yodel. As his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on it. Yodel, yodel, yodel. Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling in the ditch, and a company was ordered. Then he said, "Look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money."
Screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, at CJ5 with a four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Well, he picked me up at exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and he made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Now I got racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. Well, I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slicing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive with Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. And you dig it, Smokey. Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. Like to bust my shocks. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired in 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
Thank you. Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today. A woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Papa Top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Home to me is misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of fools on a row stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here, a drinking beer, or home remembering her. Papa Top again. I think I'll have friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
Shot eyes and a purple heart, I rolled down the National Stroll. And with a big fat paycheck strapped to my hip sack and a shore leave wristwatch underneath my sleeve, in a Hong Kong drizzle on Cuban heels, I rode down the gutter to the blood bank. And I'd left all my papers on the Ticonderoga. I was in bad need of a shave. I slopped at the corner on cold chow mein and shot billiards with a midget until the rains stopped. I bought a long sleeve shirt with horses on the front and some gum and a lighter and a knife and a new deck of cards with girls on the back. And I sat down and wrote a letter to my wife. And I said, baby, I'm so far away from home, and I miss my baby so. I can't make it by myself, I love you so. And I was pacing myself, trying to make it all last, squeezing all the life out of a lousy 2-day pass. I had a cold one at the Dragon, some Filipino floor show. And I talked baseball with a lieutenant over a Singapore sling. And I wondered how the same moon outside over this Chinatown fair could look down on Illinois and find you there. You know I love you, baby. I'm so far away from home. I'm so far away from home. Yeah, I miss my baby too. I can't make it by myself. I love you so.
Yeah.